Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazer Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Kenneth Burns, who covers City Hall and other things for WYPR. Kenny, you've been looking at some interesting movement toward helping the city that's going on in Annapolis. And some people, I think, wonder where the mayor is actually in all of this. It requires some lobbying. And you're going to tell us where she is.
Yes. Well, let's tell everybody what we're talking about. House Speaker Mike Bush has this bill that would mandate spending to go towards Baltimore City and the Inner Beltway neighborhoods of the county and Anne Arundel County. Governor Hogan certainly has his proposals for Baltimore and how to rebuild the city. Now, keep in mind, we're talking about effectively two Anne Arundel people pushing for Baltimore City. And the big question is, where's the mayor?
And
she's been working. She's been visiting weekly to Annapolis. She's been making phone calls. She's mostly been working behind the scenes. Her most visible presence so far this session was the reformation of the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights. That's the guiding process for disciplining officers accused of bad stuff.
What do the three of them want to do for the city? I don't think that any of the three has much of a profile on this, not nearly as much as they should have.
Well, the Bush bill and the Hogan bills, they're more economic. The mayor, she's looking more of reforming police departments. But it's also not the only bill that she has proposed in Annapolis. There's, of course, the property tax credits for public safety officers who choose to buy a house in the city. There's a bill dealing with the Civilian Review Board, which doesn't have much teeth, according to critics. And there is also a couple of other bills in the works. Not anything that will make the front page news, but she is definitely proposing stuff to improve the city of Baltimore.
Well, some of these incremental things are important. We know that. Has the governor filled in his idea about vacants and, you know, the big dollar thing he proposed, and then it sort of shrank a little bit? What more do we know from him?
Well, that's probably going to be answered in his budget. Earlier this year, he made a commitment to spend money on demolishing vacants and helping Baltimore City in that regard, and it's certainly something that the mayor has been pushing for the last several years.
I think some people thought that since he had a kind of real estate background, that he might have some ideas about how to get developers involved in, shall we say, massive areas where you could do big projects.
This is only his second legislative session, so we probably haven't seen anything along those lines yet.
Well, maybe not, but when you come into the city promising $700 million worth of work, and then when you don't get any details, people start asking questions, and that's what I'm doing.
And that's what the delegation is doing as well. They want to know where the money is. You made this big announcement. We're here. Let's talk. And certainly the Black Legislative Caucus has been asking that question.
Well, good. Maybe we'll get some answers soon.
Hopefully soon.
Kenny, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Kenneth Burns, I'm Frazer Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.